I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 185. Today's date, October 20th, 2025. And we've hit it, folks. We are literally the night before the opening of the NBA season. So with that, let's get to our starting lineup with Kevin Durant signed an extension. Kevin Durant signed a two-year, $90 million extension with the Houston Rockets. And you got to think about this window for the Houston Rocket team is wide open, even though the injury to Fred VanVleet. And what's amazing what Kevin Durant did, while also becoming the player that's going to have the most salary in the history of his career, surpassing LeBron James, is this, that he actually gave up $30 million. He could have signed for 2 years at 120, took about $30 million less because that gave the Houston Rockets long-term and team-building flexibility. Now, I want you to also understand that Kevin Durant is playing in Houston, Texas. Texas has no state income tax. So even though he's taking $30 million less, he's going to make a little bit of it back by not paying state income tax. Make sure you understand that. Now, when you get to the Houston Rockets team, this is a team that I firmly believe is a top four team in the Western Conference. I thought this team was a top two team before Fred VanVleet got hurt. And what became really amazing about Houston is a report that came out earlier today about their starting lineup. How about this? Amen Thompson, 6'7 at the point. Kevin Durant, 6'11 at the two. Jabari Smith, 6'11 at the three. Alperen Şengün, 6'11 at the four. And Steven Adams, 6'11 at the five. That's right, 6'7, and then four guys, 6'11. How the hell are you getting a rebound on that team? But what's interesting about Houston is this. They still have Sniper and Durant, a good shooter in Jabari. I do like Şengün to step out a little bit more, and that he doesn't have to deal with the rugged centers like Steven Adams can take care of. So big news as Kevin Durant signs a two-year, $90 million deal with the Houston Rockets. Let's stay in the Western Conference with a flurry of news that came out over the last week with the Sacramento Kings. Literally right after we were done recording Wednesday's podcast, Keegan Murray signed an extension, a five-year, $140 million extension with the Sacramento Kings. And this is a Keegan Murray that obviously people know that I am a big fan of. Big fan of his game coming out of Iowa and his ability to not only stretch the floor from three, but be a pretty good defender. But uh-oh, we got bad news too. Keegan Murray now is sidelined with an injury. Was torn a UCL in his left thumb that's going to require surgery to keep him out 4 to 6 weeks. You got more, I got more. Domantas Sabonis, their perennial all-star, is now out with a grade one hamstring strain and will be reevaluated in 1 week. So you look at a team right now that's got Keegan Murray out 4 to 6 weeks. Sabonis out for at least a week. And then you have Russell Westbrook just being signed last week. And you have a makings of a team that I've told you from jump, I just can't get behind. Now, listen, they got Dennis Schroeder. They got Zach LaVine. They got DeMar DeRozan. I don't see how those parts all fit together for a Sacramento Kings team that I think is going to be a disappointment. And I actually think Sacramento does not make the playoffs. Combine it with the fact of you having the Lakers, the Clippers, and Golden State in the same division. At best, Sacramento is the fourth best team in the Pacific Division. But big news, Keegan Murray gets his extension. But Keegan Murray and Domantas Sabonis are both out for injuries. Murray, 4 to 6 weeks. Sabonis for 1 week with the hamstring. Let's go to the Eastern Conference. What a team that I'm extremely high on made a move. Remember, folks, by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, these deals had to be announced. And the latest one to get was Dyson Daniels. Dyson Daniels, the most improved player and a defensive player of the year finalist. I'm sorry, I was thinking one defensive player of the year, made first team all defense, signed an extension of 4 years and $100 million with the Atlanta Hawks. And we've talked about why I am so high and why so many people are high on Atlanta this upcoming year. It's very simple, folks. When you look at this roster with the great Barrier Reef and Dyson Daniels, who really is one of the top defensive guards in the NBA, but then you pair it with Kristaps Porzingis, who is an elite shot blocker and rim protector, and then Jalen Johnson, who I think is very, very good defensively and could be, and long and athletic, Okongwu coming off the bench, you now have a team, in my opinion, that now Trae Young can do what he does best, which is score and assist, but maybe be a little bit of a defensive liability because the top guard in the other team is being guarded by, obviously, Dyson Daniels. And then you have Jalen Johnson, especially Kristaps Porzingis, at the rim for protection. Got to remember, folks, at some point, a team's got to get out of the middling phase. This is Atlanta's year to get out of that phase. They've changed over the roster. They've gone through coaches. And now it lies on Trae Young's hands and someone that I firmly believe has more pressure on him than anybody in the East. That includes Giannis. Why? Because Giannis has won a ring. Giannis can get coaches let go. But Giannis is also a top three player in the world, and some people think he's number one. So breaking news, and Dyson Daniels getting a four-year, $100 million extension with Atlanta. Let's get to one more extension with the rookies for a rookie class of a couple of years ago, and that's Christian Brown, who has signed a five-year, $125 million extension with the Denver Nuggets. And initially, when they drafted Christian Brown out of Kansas, I wasn't so sold. And I wasn't really sold after the first couple of years. And I really honestly wasn't sold when they got rid of KCP, someone that I thought was so effective in his role with Denver. But then I got to watch Christian play as a full-time starter last year. And then I got to watch Christian play during the playoffs. And it's a testament to how well Denver has drafted over the years and got guys that fit into their system. He's athletic. He's tough defensively. He's gotten much better of a shooter. And when you look at the totality of his game, it makes sense why they let KCP go. And if you now think about it, with Brown, with Murray, if he can stay healthy, with the junkyard dog, Aaron Gordon, with the trade and getting Cam Johnson from Brooklyn for Michael Porter Jr., who I found to be far too inconsistent, in my opinion, and not aggressive enough, with arguably the best player in the world in Nikola Jokic, with Bruce Brown coming off the bench, with Valanciunas coming off the bench, you got to sit there and look at Denver and say that they are the biggest threat in the West to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Speaking of the Thunder, come on up after the commercial break. We'll look at the championship odds, where obviously the OKC Thunder are the favorites to repeat. We'll take a look at the favorites. I'll give you my picks to come out of the East and the West, and I'll also give you my NBA champion, and maybe we'll look at one or two sleepers that could win it all. We'll be back after this commercial break. Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 185. And it's time to get into our award tour, where we look at the future markets. Our future forecast is a simple one. With the NBA season starting Tuesday night, it's the championship odds. The defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder are the favorites to repeat at 2-1. Denver, 5 cents off, 7-1. Along with Cleveland, Knicks 5 behind that, 12-1. And guess what? Clippers and Rockets, 5 after that, 17-1. Lakers 18-1. Minnesota 20-1, along with Orlando, and 27-1 for the Atlanta Hawks. And it makes perfectly complete sense, folks, for this team in Oklahoma City Thunder to be the favorites to win the NBA championship. Number one, they won it last year. Number two, they have the league reigning MVP. Number three, they have the youngest core. And number four, they didn't change anything from last year. I mean, if you look at every other team down this list, they all did something. Denver, obviously, you know, adding in Valanciunas and adding in, you know, Bruce Brown back. Cleveland trying to go and get Lonzo Ball. The Knicks with their moves with the bench with Yabusele and Clarkson. The Clippers getting someone like John Collins but losing Norman Powell. You know, we have changes in Houston with Van Vliet obviously out. Lakers making moves, bringing in DA, right? So when you really think about it, they also have the continuity, which I think makes sense. You have SGA, who may be the best player in the world. And secretly, as much as he could score and pass and rebound, no one talked about how great of a defender is, because Lu Dort may be the best defender on the roster. Oh, no, no. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Caruso. Maybe he's the best defender on the roster. Oh, no, no. Maybe I'm wrong. Chet Holmgren is a shot blocker at the rim. And they have Hartenstein and Wallace and Wiggins. And they'll get Nikola Topic back at some point. So when you look at the totality of their roster and the fact that also Sam Presti has a trove of draft picks that he can put to the center of the table if there's a major injury or a major superstar comes on the block, he has more assets than anybody else. So that's why they are 2-1 and should be. And they're my favorite to pick win the NBA title. But let's talk about some other teams and why I think they can get there and maybe win the title if it's in Oklahoma City. I'm going to start with the Knicks at 12-1. I know there's a lot of concern out of Gotham with the way this team has looked offensively, how it's kind of structured, whatever. I'm going to tell you this. They're going to be so dynamic offensively, it's not even funny. If you look at how good Sacramento was with Mike Brown, this is going to be them on steroids. Okay? Because of the fact that Brunson, to me, is better than De'Aaron Fox when he had him, right? Cat is better than Keegan Murray or Domantas Sabonis, in my opinion. As 3 and D guys, OG Mikal better than what they had in Sacramento, right? You get to the bench, maybe you say Malik Monk is better than Jordan Clarkson, but that's a wash, right? Mitchell Robinson as a shot blocking rebounder, right? Then you have the other players, Larry Shamet coming off the bench, Deuce McBride coming off the bench, Yabusele coming off the bench. The Knicks are primed to win a title. And I really think that the pressure is on them to at least get to the NBA Finals. And I'm just not sold on Cleveland. I just don't know in that small backcourt that they have of Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland if they can get over the hump. I question sometimes the aggressiveness when it gets tough with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley because I felt like Indiana punked them last year and New York punked them the year before that. So I can't get behind Cleveland. So to me, if you're asking me for a team in the East to take, if I'm not taking Oklahoma City, it's the Knicks at 12-1. Now, let me give you one team from the East to the West I want you to consider as a sleeper. And it may not be sleeper because they're still top 10, but they're still double digits. Number one, Minnesota at 20-1. Folks, I'm telling you right now, I got this weird suspicion Ant-Man's going to be in this conversation for MVP. Every year, he seems a little bit more pissed off. And I think that because not a lot of people are talking about Minnesota, they're going to be exceptional because of Ant. The issue for me primarily is, and I thought McDaniels played some great minutes in the postseason, and Julius Randle looked the best they looked in his postseason career, in my opinion. It's the point guard play. Between Rob Dillingham, Terrence Shannon Jr., one of them is going to take a big jump in their second year in the league. So for that, I'm looking at them at 20-1 as kind of a sleeper. Squad East. Part of me was going to say Atlanta, but to me, if they stay healthy, it's Orlando. Now, health is going to be a factor, right? Jalen Suggs coming back from injury. Desmond Bane missed a lot of time over his career. Bancaro missed big minutes, a lot of games. Both Wagner's missed a ton of time. Wendell Carter misses time. But if they are healthy, and Desmond Bane fixes a lot of the three-point problems, and Anthony Black takes a jump, and Jonathan Isaacs can stay healthy, and the way they defend, and Jamal Mosley doesn't get enough credit for what he's done, in my heart, I really believe that the Knicks' biggest threat East isn't Cleveland. It's Orlando. And if that's the case, then Orlando, 20-1, would be my sleeper coming out of the East. Coming up next, we'll go to our final 4 minutes. We'll look at a myriad of basketball topics, including extensions in Portland. We'll take a look at injuries with the Detroit Pistons and obviously in Memphis. And we'll talk about extension in Milwaukee. And lastly, a buzzer beater on the NCAA doing the right thing. We'll be back after this commercial break. Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 185. And it's time to get into our final four, where I hit you on a myriad of basketball topics. And I tell you, in my opinion, with a 24 or so second shot clock in my brain, if this is a big deal or not. Let's start off with Portland, who has made two plays in regards to extending contract. First, they extended Shaedon Sharpe to a 4-year, $90 million deal with the franchise to be followed by closely after that. Yesterday, you had all-defensive forward Tamara Kamara sign a four-year, $82 million extension to stay there. This is a big deal. This is a team that I'm firmly behind going over their win total with Kamara, with Sharp, with Klingon, with Hansen, with Scoot, and with veterans like Abija and obviously Jeremy Grant and the coaching of Chauncey Billups. It is my thought that this team will go over their win total and possibly get into the play-in tournament and make the playoffs. Both of them are in plus money. Let's go to the East, where Jaden Ivey is going to miss time, according to Sham Sarania, who basically reports everything, that Jaden Ivey underwent arthroscopic procedure to relieve right knee discomfort and be reevaluated in 4 weeks. This is a huge deal. Jaden Ivey is someone I've been big on since he came out of Purdue, but he's had injury concerns throughout his career. Jaden Ivey and Stewart missed that postseason series versus the Knicks, which they could have probably taken New York out of healthy. This puts a lot of pressure on the second-year player, Ron Holland. As Jaden Ivey will miss time, he is a good secondary ball handler and scorer. So this is sneaky big news that Jaden Ivey will miss time after having an arthroscopic procedure in his knee. Let's head back to the West, but more like South, with Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to be out long-term, evaluated in about 12 weeks for a procedure on his left big toe. Is this big news? Not necessarily Scottie Pippen Jr. Scottie Pippen Jr. is out. Ja's out. Edie's out. Brandon Clark is out. That got folks, those are four out of your top six, seven guys that are all out with injury. For a team that just can't stay healthy. And you know at some point, Triple J is going to get hurt, and Wells just came back from a major injury. This isn't big news in regards to him being hurt, but it's big news in the fact that Memphis just can't stay out of its own way. A team that I thought could make a move, yeah, I know, went over the shot clock, I don't care. That they went are now going to deal with injury concerns, and that's why you can't really get behind this team. Last one, Adrian Green signed a four-year, $45 million fully guaranteed extension with Milwaukee. Is this a big deal? No, because I don't believe in this team. And this has nothing to do with Giannis. They just cut another guy today that may be on the roster because Giannis has his two brothers on the team. And simply put, they can't get out of their own way. This is basically Pat Connaughton 2.0. Yes, the kid can shoot, but this is not enough for a Milwaukee team that, ready, folks, I do not think make the playoffs this year and expect Giannis to maybe get moved. Let's get to our buzzer beater, where sports books have flagged dozens of suspicious bets made by gamblers over last season. And what it's come down to is this. The NCAA smartly made a move, which is they're allowing college athletes and people to work at universities in the athletic department to bet on professional games that usually they would not be able to bet on. Before this year, if there were sports that had an NCAA championship, they couldn't bet on it. So it was only boxing, MMA, and horse racing. With the amount of sports gambling coming on, I think this kind of pushes away the chances of kids getting involved in this. But I also think the NCAA had to do it because college basketball and college athletics being bet has become a big market. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 185 for October 20th. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Next episode, we'll do a little bit of NBA and then college, which starts soon. For my producer, Matty George, thanks for listening, folks. And remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.